John here, and we've got a new sponsor, DistroKid. Now that you've finished your latest Pirate Math SpongeCore Twitch track, it's time to get it out there so everyone can hear it. DistroKid helps musicians get their music on all the major streaming platforms, and artists keep 100% of their royalties. And because you're a high-gain listener, you get 30% off. Just go to distrokid.com/VIP/high-gain. That's distrokid.com/VIP/high-gain. And now DistroKid has an app. The DistroKid app is available for iOS and Android. You can download it at distrokid.com/app or in the app and Play stores. We'd like to take a minute to thank our pals over at Isotope, makers of software and plugins for audio repair, mixing, and mastering. The new gold standard of audio repair, Isotope RX11, is coming in May. Buy RX10 now on sale and get RX11 absolutely free when it's released. We use Isotope products here at the High Gain. It's an important part of how we've been able to bottle pure podcast gold week after week. High Gain listeners get 10% off using the promo code FRET10. That's FRET10. That's all at isotope.com. IZOTOPE.com.
Hey, it's me, Ed Peterson.
Hi, Ed. It's me, John Kilticka.
Hey, John. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing well. Where are we recording from, John?
Beautiful West Seattle, Washington.
It's the High Gain Podcast.
It's wintry.
We talk about guitars.
Yes, we do.
Talk about Canada.
Yes.
Canadians.
Bienvenue.
Huh?
Welcome.
Oh, thank you.
That was French.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay. French Canadian.
Uh-huh.
Is this from that area?
Yes. Quebec.
Oh, okay.
Quebec and its inhabitants, the Québécois.
Ooh, that's what we call them?
Yeah.
Canada seems cool. I bet they can make guitars up there.
They're pretty good at guitars.
They're good at maple syrup.
Hockey.
Poutine.
Comedy.
I guess. Is that a thing?
Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Okay.
Eh?
Sure. Paul Schaefer. He's Canadian.
Yeah. Donuts.
Is that a Canadian thing?
Yeah, their beloved national chain of donuts, much like our beloved Dunkin' Donuts.
Tim Hortons, that's like coffee, isn't it? Is that donuts too?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think I've ever been to one of those places.
Last time I was in Vancouver, I thought, well, I should probably go to Tim Hortons just to say I did it. And so I went and got a cup of coffee and some donuts. Certainly not fancy pants boutique custom donuts. Serviceable donut shop donuts.
Okay.
For the everyman.
They got Timbits, which are like donut holes, but, you know, Timbits. You get a cup of coffee, biscuit, English muffin, a hash brown, and a classic donut. $6.
$6 Canadian.
Canadian dollars. Yeah.
They make guitars too.
Yeah. Millimetric is a Canadian guitar manufacturer.
Yes.
Also in Quebec.
Montreal.
Okay.
And Larivee Guitars.
Yep.
Up there in Canada.
Yep.
Today we're talking about Godin Guitars.
Out of Canada.
Quebec.
I've been vegan. Do I talk about that on here?
Yep.
Do I?
Yep.
Do I?
Yep.
I don't think I do, really.
No, maybe not.
Not a ton.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons I'm probably vegan is because, man, really crappy, bad food, I love it. So like poutine, French fries, cheese curds and gravy.
Oh, whoever invented that probably got a Nobel.
Yeah, exactly. I have no self-control. I have no moderation. So I have to just cut things out of my life. Otherwise, it's just all poutine all the time. And maybe throw a little maple syrup on it too, just cause.
Yes.
Beverages.
Beverages.
I've got a protein shake here. with some
protein
powder and oat milk. And Greg was here last week.
Greg Markell from Recovery FX.
The one and the same.
Yes.
Yeah. He brought Topo Chicos for us, and then we ended up not having them. So this week I busted out the Greg Topo Chico, Heche in Mexico.
Oh.
What do you got?
I have coffee from Hot Wire Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
We love them. They sponsor us. They're great. Even though we've never met Jeff, the owner.
Sure.
We're still not entirely positive he exists.
I'm pretty sure he exists, and I think it's sort of by design that we haven't met him. You know, John and Ed are coming. Quick, Jeff, get in the safe room.
You know what they say about meeting your heroes.
Yeah.
I've also got a Palm Wonderful Antioxidant Superpower Pomegranate Cherry Juice.
Ooh, pomegranate and cherry?
And cherry for the antioxidants.
Sure.
That's really good.
Sort of high effort fruit. You know what I mean? You got to want it, and you got to put the work in with a pomegranate.
That's true.
There were some Ten Commandments-y sort of Jesus movie.
Oh.
Well, I guess Ten Commandments wasn't a Jesus movie. I think that's pre-Jesus.
Prequel.
The prequel. Yeah. And they showed him, and he had a pomegranate.
Who, Jesus?
Jesus. And he just took a bite out of it, like he was eating an apple. Man, that dude was fucked up.
Super teeth.
I guess.
Jesus got the best teeth.
But the rind in a pomegranate is so bitter and terrible. How could you just take a bite out of a pomegranate?
If you're Jesus.
I guess.
Right? One of the lesser known miracles.
Right. Able to just power through a pomegranate.
What do you think of this thing, Ed?
It's got stuff. It's got this like Fender Telecaster style control plate. But the knobs are spaced kind of weird.
Yes.
It's got three to a side on the headstock. It's HSH, dual humbuckers with a single coil in the middle.
Uh-huh.
A lot of weirdy stuff. It's got that cool center block thing.
Yeah.
Which I kind of like. No pick guard, which I kind of like. So the routing pops out.
Yeah. This is a Godin Radium.
Okay.
Which in their case is a portmanteau.
Oh, yeah.
Between two prior models, one called the Radiator, one okay. called the Stadium. That might have something to do with a kind of mix and match between what we consider to be the more humbucker six on a side
mm-hmm.
vibe and the more Telecaster single coil vibe. They seem to have been mashed together in this.
The Radiator is dual humbucker, Gibson single cut kind of style.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Stadium is more kind of telly, six on a side. Yeah, I see that.
The wood going through the middle is mahogany, and this is neck through, so you see on the back here.
That's rad. I think this is a Radium Winchester Brown.
It is.
Okay.
It's a very smooth satin finish. The wings on either side of the mahogany block down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Canadian Laurentian basswood.
Is that cool?
I think so. It's Canadian.
Yeah, that's probably pretty good then.
If you were to get the carbon-colored radium,
yeah,
darker black,
yeah,
those wings are silver leaf maple.
The radium matte green?
Uh-huh.
That's my jam.
Yeah, that's nice.
How long have we been doing this show, John?
We're pushing 6 years.
Guitar a week for 6 years.
Yes.
How many times have we done a Godin guitar?
Nunts.
Crazy. Still finding manufacturers that we haven't talked about.
Yeah.
I looked at the site.
Yes.
And I saw the prices of the guitars
uh-huh.
and assumed all of them were import, like Asia import, because they are very reasonable. And then finding out they're all Heche in Canada is pretty amazing.
The founder, Robert Godin.
Okay.
Has made the deliberate choice over the last, 50 years.
Yeah.
Never going to do imports.
I love him.
Not going to do it.
A true Canadian hero.
It's funny you say that, Ed.
Yeah.
In 2020,
mm-hmm.
our man Robert Godin received the Order of Canada.
Hell yeah. I'm sure that's a cool thing, right?
I think it's similar to our Medal of Freedom.
Sure.
Whatever civilians get.
Yeah, that sounds like they're still kind of rubbing up next to the royalty over there in England.
I found myself curious about that.
Oh, sure.
The Order of Canada was instituted by Queen Elizabeth
uh-huh.
in 1967. Not very old. Nobody owns the Order of Canada.
Mm-hmm.
It is illegal to buy or sell it. You can bequeath it to your ancestors upon your death. You can even return it to the government, but you cannot sell it.
The title.
The medal.
Okay. You cannot sell the medal.
No.
That seems like a fine rule. We don't want people just going to the pawn shop, you know. You get on hard times and you're trading it for a Tim Horton breakfast sandwich and a cup of coffee.
That's right. $6 Canadian.
Uh-uh.
It was 1972.
Okay.
Robert Godin was out walking in the woods in Quebec in a place called La Patrie.
You're going to do the French pronunciation?
No, maybe I won't.
Everything.
He was in La Patrie.
Yeah, that's even better.
He comes across a kind of smallish factory. He goes and meets the guy in the factory. Turns out this guy is making window frames.
Okay, cool.
His name was Norman. He was 60-some-odd years old, and he wanted to get out of the window-making business.
The window game. That's a young man's game.
Yeah, and if you're not working for Big Window...
Yeah, exactly. Even then, the writing was on the wall.
Yeah, so Godin buys the factory from him. Turns out our man Norman, the window guy, had also been producing guitars out of that factory because he liked to. It was a hobby, and it was his thing. So Godin decides to make guitars. That might not have been too much of a coincidence. Going back to settlement times, that area in Quebec, La Patrie, was known for instrument making. Maybe the luthiers were like, check out all the wood, let's settle here.
Canada, second largest country in the world, landmass-wise, just behind the Russias. It's big. I'm just saying, there's a lot of wide open spaces, so make guitars, why not?
Yeah, bienvenue.
Sure.
So he buys the whole thing, and he turns it into a guitar factory, and the first line of guitars that he made coming out of that factory, he named Norman Guitars.
I love this guy.
You can still get Norman Guitars.
It's not a model, it's a brand.
It's a brand.
Okay, a separate brand from Godin.
Yeah, Godin would go on to create 6 brands. He would go on to make a factory for each of those brands.
Oh.
Rather than workers being a cog.
Today you're making Godin's, tomorrow you're making Norman's.
He wanted it to be a small operation, and he wanted each worker to be involved in the entire instrument.
This guy is a true Canadian hero.
Yeah.
And I think he wants to talk to us.
Probably.
Yeah.
He makes the guitars all in Canada. That's what he promises to himself.
And us.
Never going to outsource.
Love it.
The other brands. Godin, of course. This one is stamped Godin on the headstock.
Uh-huh.
Seagull. Perhaps you've heard of Seagull Acoustics.
Yeah.
That brand was for the more kind of innovative acoustics. Things that would have different electronics in them. Some of them even had synth interfaces.
Okay.
Simon & Patrick.
Never heard of.
More traditionally crafted, like a Martin. Simon & Patrick, by the way, are the names of Robert's sons.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
This guy.
Art and Luthery, more entry-level acoustics. La Patrie.
Oh, that's where he's from.
That's for the nylon string guitars.
Yep.
And Norman.
Okay.
Which was the first line. And he also wanted them to be inexpensive.
Yeah, surprisingly so.
Across all these lines, I'm sure they have some super fancy ones. But for the most part, these things are very affordable.
Yeah.
He wanted people to be able to have guitars that sounded good and wouldn't break the bank.
The Radium Matte Green. It looks really cool. That's a solid guitar.
Yeah.
It's $1,100 US.
It's great.
Made in Canada. That's awesome.
Well, let's see what's up with this. 5-way switch. The tone is a push-pull tone pot, which will split the humbuckers into single coils, we think.
Maybe.
The pickups are made by Godin.
The tailpiece, the hardware?
It's all made by Godin.
God damn, these guys.
By the way, Godin makes all the electrics.
Yeah.
Here's the humbucker in humbucker position, in the neck. That's as necky as it gets.
That sounds great.
How trebly does the neck humbucker get? That's not bad. What if I do the push-pull? Not bad for a neck pickup.
Yeah.
Here's my middle single coil. What about the bridge? How bridgey does it get?
Yeah.
Let's pull that.
Do it. Yeah.
If that is single coil,
mm-hmm.
what happens if I put them all on at the same time? Is this essentially like a Strat then? Three single coils? Put a little something-something maybe?
Oh, sure.
Like the new Recovery FX Revere pedal.
There you go.
This thing's got some juice in it.
Do it again. Yeah. I love kind of everything about this.
Bridge?
Yep, yep.
Bridge in middle. Just the middle.
Yeah.
Middle and neck.
I don't love the HSS pickup configuration of humbucker single single, but like I do see the utility of a humbucker in the bridge for solos. I get it. HSH? If I could have a version of this guitar, I think I would take everything as is, just kill that middle pickup.
I kind of like it.
What's the neck on it?
Mahogany. Fretboard's rosewood. The plate on the head is cut out of pickguard material and screwed onto the headstock.
It looks great.
2019 Simon and Patrick, the sons.
Uh-huh.
They take over from Robert.
Oh, did he retire?
I believe he is retired.
Okay. Well, good for him.
Yeah. There's still pictures of him all over their websites, and he looks super spry and very happy. There's one picture of him in one of the factories I saw laughing his ass off. And I thought, that looks like kind of a fun guy.
Yeah.
On the ramp up across all the factories, there were like 700 employees. Now it's more like 1,300 maybe.
Jeez.
Across five factories. And apparently he just does a loop factory to factory to factory to factory and knows everybody by their name. He's one of those guys.
I love it. Canada. There are brothers and sisters to the north.
Bienvenue.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. They are just ever so slightly behind the U.S.
In what way?
In every way is what I want to say.
Oh, man.
It's a cynical thing.
No poutine for you.
2016 forward in the United States has been not great. It's very hard for American manufacturing to take hold. Even some smaller brands that are kind of US only make the decision to outsource to meet market conditions that capitalism has set forward. This is just me saying, I want Godin to keep fighting the good fight.
Yeah. Let us be your object lesson.
Yes, exactly. So keep it up. Keep building made in Canada guitars at a great price point.
Yeah.
I'm ready for a shoe to drop on the Godin story.
I don't have a shoe to drop.
There's no bad news.
Is that weird?
I love it.
They didn't outsource. They didn't go bankrupt. They didn't sell to anybody. They didn't their prices.
How many guitars are they kicking out?
A lot. Robert, even though he's retired, won't say the exact number.
Okay.
But apparently it's in the hundreds of thousands a year.
What?
Across all five factories.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a crazy number. Where the hell are those guitars?
Well, they're in Canada.
Okay.
So whatever they figured out to make these things sound good and play well for a reasonable price, good for them.
Yeah. They've got some cool models. Hit GodinGuitars.com.
GodinGuitars.com.
Yeah.
I have not seen nearly as many of the electrics as I have the acoustics. Does that make you feel any better?
Marginally better.
Okay.
The neck feels great.
Yeah, it's like a C shape. I like it, Ed.
Yeah.
You gotta try it. Try and decide. Is it hello or goodbye? Goodbye or goodnight?
Ed?
Yeah.
This is made in Canada,
mm-hmm.
our neighbors to the north. It is a mashup of a Strat-styled guitar and a Tele-styled guitar with a little bit of the features you would expect on each of those.
Maybe even a little less poly, maybe.
Maybe even a little less poly.
Mm-hmm.
Humbuckers, single coils, among other things.
Yeah.
The Godin Radium solid mm-hmm. body electric guitar. Buy or deny?
I'm just going to say buy, and then I'll throw all my weird caveats.
Okay, cool.
The normal ones, like, there are enough guitars in this price point. The Radium and the matte green, same price, I'd buy that one. I just like the color of it better. But just looking at the page, there are several guitars. Honestly, I just don't understand how companies can still make guitars in Canada, in the U.S. for $1,000 and make a profit.
This is why you have not yet received the Order of Canada.
Exactly. One of probably a couple reasons, but sure.
Chief among them, your yeah. lack of guitar economics.
Yeah. I don't love the HSH pickup configuration. The Tele style spacing feels weird to me because I play Teles so much. The two knobs are obviously spaced wrong, different than a Tele would be, which kind of weirds me out when I see it, right? Maybe it's not the spacing of that. It's the fact that the cable is not in the body.
Yeah, it's close to the edge of the guitar as well. Yeah. It's pushed pretty far back.
Maybe that's what makes it seem weird. But yeah, I dig it. I would totally buy one of these. What about you?
Yeah, I think it's a buy.
Yeah?
I think this is more than competent. This is solid.
Yeah.
It's like you sit down and you're like, okay, we're going to make a guitar. It's going to be a budget amount of money. That means we can't make any missteps. We can't spend more for parts than we should. We can't skimp on construction if we can help it. Everything has to land right. I think this lands right.
From the story that we've woven here today,
yeah,
a young 18-year-old had a couple bucks in his pocket and he was able to buy a factory. Maybe his overhead is just low enough because he's been doing it so long.
I'm sure over that time you make relationships, right? Wood suppliers, retail establishments, wholesalers, over 50 years, you're going to know everybody.
I think my man's just out there cutting down trees.
With his teeth.
Canada, second largest country. They got a lot of trees.
Couple few.
In our story, that's the way that goes.
Oh, he did it with love in his heart.
Order of Canada? Come on.
You're not getting that in the cereal box.
Where'd we get this guitar from, Jim?
We got this one from Thunder Road Guitars.
ThunderRoadGuitars.com.
In West Seattle, yes.
Hit the website. Grab this guitar.
It's pretty cool. I declare this a bargain.
Yeah, yes.
Yes.
Of course.
So we're going to take all kinds of pictures.
What about the ruinous media network of music-related podcasts?
Oh, yeah. We have something to do with that.
Did they kick us out yet?
No.
Oh.
We're still members in full.
Proud members.
Our dues are updated.
Yeah.
Our t-shirts are ironed.
Great.
We're signed up for the newsletter.
Chris and Patrick came by the other day.
They did.
Hung out in the High Gain Central.
They wanted to collaborate with us, but I got more of a kind of spying vibe.
Well, you and Chris were over there playing on the computer, and Patrick and I were talking about comic book characters.
But you know, that's how they do.
Yeah.
Separate them.
Okay, separate the two hosts.
And drill down.
Yeah.
First, you have to disarm them. Oh, yeah, comic books, Ed. Sure, yeah. Let's talk about comic books.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's taking mental notes.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to do this again next week?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
We should.
Yeah, okay. Bye.
All right, see ya.